Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning, good morning. Delighted to be with you today. This is Dr. Youngblood, and you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. We're looking forward to what God is going to say to us through these broadcasts each day. And as we do so, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, I want to remind you once again, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's not a matter of an ideological dogma from a denomination, but we need to stand as Christians and be salt and light. God created the home, He created government, and He created the church, and in that order. And He says in Romans, the 13th chapter, the first 7 verses, that He created government as His ministers, and the ministers are to protect the good and to prosecute the evil. And therefore, as we look at government today, we must ask the question, is it really operative as God would have it to be? Are we truly focusing on what the purpose that God has for the political agenda for government in our society today? And I must answer that very candidly and say, I don't think so with what we're seeing today in our nation as we're going further and further into the collective, progressive, socialist, communist agenda. But ladies and gentlemen, when we face the issues, let me remind you that we do so based on the authority of Scripture, and that is the Word of God. Jesus said, "Thy Word is truth," in John 17, 17. He had already told His disciples, John 8, 31 and 32, "If you continue in My Word, then you're My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So, ladies and gentlemen, don't you dare misquote that verse. I've heard many say, well, you know, the Bible says you shall know the truth shall make you free. Yes, it will, if you continue in His Word. That word continue means to stay, to constantly be in, to always dwell on and allow His Word to direct our footsteps, to be a light under our pathway. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we're facing the issues, we would love to have you join in the dialogue and discussion each day. Let me remind you that telephone number is 401-1413, 904-401-1413. That telephone number gets you straight through to the studios and right to our microphones that we can have dialogue and discussion together. We're going to be talking about a subject today, ladies and gentlemen. I call it the invasion of America. The invasion of America. We're watching the invasion unfurl. Ladies and gentlemen, America is at the point in history that I've not witnessed before. I don't know about you, but I've not witnessed before in my lifetime, and I'm still less than 100. And I've not seen anything that we're seeing today. It seems as though it's coming loose at every corner of the fabric that holds America together. We're watching the disintegration of morals and ethics and biblical values. We're watching the unraveling and the disintegration of the Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and the rule of law. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, there's some that say, well, that's a negative message. I believe that God would have us to look at the negative side of what's taking place for us to look to Him for the positive approach as to what He would have us to do. But ladies and gentlemen, the communist socialists today are now on the move to overthrow America. We're witnessing a cultural Marxist revolution led by the demonically controlled Democrats. And remember, the Democrats are proudly admitting, 57% admitting, that they are socialist. But ladies and gentlemen, I want us to listen very carefully. There's about a 10 or 15,000 group. Now, I realize that the left-wing liberals are calling them a caravan. But you don't ever know. In fact, you go to the Webster's Dictionary, and you look up the term caravan, and it has all kind of positive approaches to what's called a caravan. This is not a caravan of people. This is not a caravan of 10 to 15,000 individuals. They're waving the flag from their home country. And when you see the flags being waved and the arrogant attitude in which they're approaching, we're simply calling this today, ladies and gentlemen, an invasion by foreign power. But there's a little irony to this, because at the same time, this invasion group, this invasion mob, this group of about 10 to 15,000 people, and the number's growing. It started out with, I believe it was 140 at the very first. Then it quickly went to 1,600. Then it quickly went to 3,500, 5,000, 7,500. Now, the best report is on Fox News this morning, somewhere between 10 and 15,000 foreign invaders that's approaching the American border. But at the same time, they are approaching the American border by way of southern Texas. There's a Cat 5 hurricane that God has off the coast of Mexico that's going to be going in northeasterly and sweeping right across the point of their supposed entrance. So it's going to be an interesting thing, a phenomenon to watch and see what is taking place. I simply believe, ladies and gentlemen, that God's intervening and is going to turn them back. In fact, I made a comment this morning that perhaps the swirl of the Cat 5 wind will blow them back to their home country. Listen, I'm not saying it in a mocking fashion about wishing any harm to any human being, but I'm simply saying if we have the foreign invaders approaching our borders, that I believe God's going to intervene and do something in relationship to that. But ladies and gentlemen, what we're seeing taking place today is as a result of the socialist movement. And back in 2011, I had the privilege of publishing a book. I'm holding a copy of it in my hand. It's published in title, Is It Time for a Revolution? Subtitle, Will It Be the Battlefield or the Ballot Box? On the back of the book, one of several of the statements that I make that we're watching, this was in 2011, we're witnessing a corrosion of freedom every day. A war is being waged against Christianity, a disdain for human life, an arrogance against U.S. citizens, a complete disregard for truth. The Marxist, socialist, Leninist, Islamic agenda is being played out. A fundamental change in America is taking place. A control of all three branches of government out of the White House is happening. A willingness to allow Islam and the Sodomites to invade America. And that is simply a few blurbs that's on the back of the book. It's not but an 83-page book. If you can't find it in your bookstore, call the campus bookstore here at Conservative Theological University. We have multiples of them on the shelf. Be delighted to make them available for you. But ladies and gentlemen, we are at that point today that we're watching the revolution that's unfurling. And George Soros, the mastermind, the puppeteer, using the socialist liberal left in the Democratic Party to literally, because he's funding them and he's using them as the puppets to effectuate the change that he's wanting to make by tearing down the borders in America. Soros has about 200 organizations, all of them of which we find the progressive socialist political candidates and even religious organizations that are those religious organizations, ladies and gentlemen, that's fundamentally ignorant of the Word of God, that's taking his money and then becoming the puppets that he would have them to be. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize there are organizations that are funded by George Soros that will offer seminarians tours of the Holy Land free of charge, paying for all of the travel, paying for the tour, paying for the motel bill and for the foods, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the whole ploy through this Soros-funded organizations that's doing that is to get the preacher boys to believe that the Jewish people are simply invaders. They're simply settlers that's settling into the land that belongs to the Palestinians, i.e. the Arabs. And therefore, these seminarians come out of seminary believing the lie that they have been told by their tour by the George Soros-funded organizations. And they come back then and destroy the Word of God and what God would have us to understand that is biblically true. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the issue that is facing us today in America. The largest and most lethal group of the George Soros-funded element today is out to destroy America. And it's that caravan, they're called. It's the mob. It's the foreign invaders now headed for the southern borders of America. Started in Central America, down in Honduras and Guatemala, making its way through Mexico toward the southern borders. These foreign invaders, ladies and gentlemen, are waving foreign flags, and they're destroying barriers. In fact, when they approached some of the southern border of Mexico just in the past 24 hours, they've been destroying the barriers. They've been attacking the federales, that is the Mexican police, and trying to do everything they can to force their way right on through Mexico. It is my prayer that because of President Trump's relationship with the newly elected president of the nation of Mexico, that he will be able to impress the Mexican leaders with the importance of stalling them back, turning them back to their own homeland. I know, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you're listening to me today and you have the bleeding heart as a belief in what the liberals are saying, that these people are so absolutely poor, they're so impoverished, they're so desperate that they'll do anything to come to America. Ladies and gentlemen, the overwhelming majority, in my most humble opinion, of these coming in this foreign invasion group are absolutely hardened criminals. They're the ones that are coming in to bring in drugs, to bring in all manner of rape and mayhem in America, and to destroy the borders of America. That's the reason they are paid. Have you ever wondered how they get here? Have you ever wondered in traveling of the fact that journey is about 1,400 miles from where they're coming from, Honduras and Guatemala up through Mexico into America? Have you ever wondered how they get food? If you'll notice in the foreign invasion group, there are truckloads of food, truckloads of water that's being handed out to them on every step of the journey. It is funded by George Soros and the bleeding heart liberal organizations in America that I call a demonically controlled group that's out to destroy America and our Constitution and Bill of Rights and the freedoms that we have in America today. Let me just ask you a question, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood, and we're dealing with the issues that we're faced with today from a central biblicist perspective. And you can call us at 401-1413, 904-401-1413, join in the dialogue and discussion. But ladies and gentlemen, if you're in your home, you're secure, you've got it all locked up, you're going to bed at night, and all of a sudden there's a thug group surrounding your house, foreign invaders surrounding your house, pounding on the windows, pounding on the doors, saying, "I'm hungry, let me in, I need a home, I don't have a home, I don't have clothing and shelter, and therefore I need to take yours." What would you do? How would you respond? Would you open the doors and say, "Yes, ma'am, yes, sir, come right on in. It's yours. You can have it"? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're a sovereign nation. We have borders for a purpose. But George Soros is the Open Borders Society Organization. That's what he calls it, the Open Borders Society Organization. He is a one-world government motivator with billions and billions of dollars. By the way, I heard on the news this morning that they found an undetonated bomb in his house. And I don't know about you, but I wondered how it had gotten there and why it didn't go off. But anyway, that's just my pondering and musings over the situation. But I'm concerned about where we're headed in America. But ladies and gentlemen, we have something more than that's on hand. We have national elections. I believe this is the most important election in my lifetime as we face just about 14 days from now. I believe that what we do at the polls on November the 6th will make a determination for the destiny of America. We have over 100 socialists running for office in America, both state, local, and national elections. Over 100 avowed socialists running for office today. Never in my lifetime have I witnessed that. But ladies and gentlemen, we are concerned because we're facing the possibility in the state of Florida of having a socialist communist being our governor. But we have today as our special guest, and I've had an unusually long monologue, but I wanted to get to the point of introducing our guest today. Our special guest today is council member, former council member, Don Redmond. Brother Don is running for the Group 4 at large city council seat. And we realize, ladies and gentlemen, that his election is not on November the 6th, but it's coming up with the primary on March the 3rd. And then the election for city council is in May. But we wanted you to understand and recognize that we have some good, strong, solid, conservative Christian men running for office. Don, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Dr. Young.
Looking forward to what God is going to do as you reach out to those as our listening audience to get them to support you for your run for city council. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, I can't say it any more directly, any more dogmatically, any more profoundly than saying that we need to elect people like Don Redmond for city council. You see, our first defense in Duval County is through our city council. Through our city council, through our representatives and our senators in Tallahassee, and then through our national leadership. But ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. As we think about this election, Don, I want to ask you a question. What do you see as the most profound, the most important aspect of the election on a statewide basis for the state of Florida?
Well, as you said, Dr. Youngblood, this fellow Gilliam is basically a communist. He would be destructive for our state, for our economy. We'd be in a situation that California is in now if this man gets elected as governor of our state of Florida. I think if people don't get out and vote, if people don't make a decision to stand up for what is right. I mean, like you said, it starts with the city. Family values. We've destroyed a lot of the family values with the city council and the votes that they have made here locally. We don't need this on the state level. Now, this election on the 6th of November, at this point, is crucial. We don't need a socialist government in this state. I mean, the socialist movements nationwide is like Brother Gene said, Soros is putting a lot of money into it. And it's amazing the money that comes in to feed destruction. Of our state, destruction
of our
people. With
the one you just spoke of, Andrew Gillum, that's running for the seat of governor in the state of Florida. Andrew Gillum's campaign, and I believe he has some, and I could stand corrected, but I believe it's like $30 or $35 million is going into his coffers, and it's primarily by the George Soros Organization, the Bernie Sanders PAC, Political Action Committee, that is funding him. But, ladies and gentlemen, money's coming in from across America for Gillum's campaign. And I realize that there are a lot of folks today that will listen to him. I watched the debate on Thursday evening that was out of Tampa, and it was very, very, very twisted. And you could clearly see, ladies and gentlemen, that debate, by the way, Brother Don, was sponsored by CNN. And you remember the some of the debates with President now President Trump and comrade what's her name Clinton that was running, and the questions they asked her, she'd already been given the questions. I watched that debate on Thursday evening, sponsored by and the questioners by CNN, and I believe with everything there is in me, Andrew Gillum had every question that was going to be asked, because he thumbed through his notes and he had a concise, precise, very eloquently worded answer for every question that was asked. It was not extemporaneously given. It was something that I believe he had already been given the questions. He was ready for it, and therefore DeSantis, in many of those cases, with many of the questions, was thrown off guard because he did not realize what was coming up. But still, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we're faced with a demonically controlled, organized group that's trying to force socialism in the state of Florida. But, Don, there are a lot of folks that's listening may not understand the term socialism. Socialism is communism light. Socialism, as Karl Marx said, you start off with a capitalistic society. You devolve into socialism with the ultimate utopian goal of communism. His very words. And that's what we see taking place today, ladies and gentlemen. Andrew Gillum is a 39-year-old failed socialist mayor of Tallahassee. Under his leadership, murder has increased by 52% in Tallahassee. And yet he's lying on the campaign trail, saying that he's brought down crime by 24%. And then he'll pause and say, you heard that right, 24%. That is an absolute lie. It is not proven by any statistical data out of Tallahassee. But Don, even worse than that, with Gillum, he's still under investigation by the FBI for corruption. Mm-hmm. And the thing that is so frightening to me, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that here is Andrew Gillum. Let me just give you, Don, before we go further, let me give our listeners just a little tidbit. Andrew Gillum is against the Second Amendment. Andrew Gillum is for special rights for the sodomite community known as the LGBTQ. He is for abortion on demand at any stage. He said he will increase the Florida taxes by $1 billion. He will put on a Florida state income tax, which will increase taxes in the state of Florida by 40%. Gillum is supported by George Soros and the socialist Bernie Sanders. Gillum wants open borders. Gillum is adamantly opposed to anything that President Trump is for. He is a full-fledged, total in-your-face socialist. He said that he would remove the Stand Your Ground laws and the Castle Doctrine in the state of Florida. He is against anything that will call ownership of any protection by a citizen. So, Don, from the standpoint of the grave possibilities that's far-reaching but still potential, if Andrew Gillum goes in office, tell us, from your perspective as a conservative Christian, former councilman, wanted to go back into office on the city council, what is it that could be done from the city level? What do we need to do in the city of Jacksonville to strengthen the morals, to strengthen the values, to strengthen the value, the family, to strengthen our faith community? What needs to be done? Let me just put in a little caveat from the Youngblood perspective. And I've said this publicly before. I believe we today in our city council, and you may not want to respond to this, you don't have to, but I believe we've got one of the weakest, sorriest city councils since I've been in Jacksonville for 40 years. It is the weakest morally, ethically, and from a family value standpoint that I've seen. But we need men like you, and I'm not trying to praise you because you're present, but we need men like you on the city council. What are some of the things that you have a passion for faith and family and for the future of our city?
Well, I know a lot of the members of the city council now, and I'm very disappointed in a lot of them. Some of them I served 4 years with and when I was on the council before. But we need to look after the family, core family out here. We are destroying all the family values that have been brought into this country by our forefathers and our Christian belief and the destruction of our ordinances that protect churches, our ordinances that protect the average citizen out here from using a bathroom that might be open to anybody and everybody. There's issues that with the LGBTQ community that destroys the family structure. And we've got to take a stand on this.
Absolutely. Yet I find it antithetical to anything where we have so many of our city council members talking about they're there to protect the family, protect the city, protect our ethics, and so forth and so on. And yet at the same time, the majority of our present city council openly embrace the hims and the shims and the she's and the hers movement, as I call it, which the Bible calls the sodomite movement. And their position is to embrace and to give special rights and special protection. Let me give for our listening audience a caveat here. I believe that any citizen, I don't care what your stripe is, I don't care what your background is, I don't care what your preferences are sexually and that from that standpoint, if you're an American citizen and a citizen in the state of Florida, a citizen in Duval County, you have the same rights that I have. But I'm against you having special rights that will trump or overshadow my rights of morals, ethics, and values. And yet, Brother Don, at the Lincoln Dinner last Thursday night, I stood on the floor and talked with a present city councilman and asked him how he was doing, invited him to come to be interviewed because he's up for reelection. And he said, you know, Doc, since I took a stand with the Christian community about the HRO, and took a stand against it, he said, I've been shut out. I'm not allowed to do anything. I'm not allowed to go anyplace, et cetera, et cetera. I'm just shut out when it comes to city council. And what do you say to that? How do we respond to that? That ought not to be the way our city council operates. And this is the reason that I want to see men like you go into office. Take a minute, Don, and tell our listeners how they can reach you, what they can do to help you be elected, why you want to be back on city council.
Well, these concerns are very important for our city. All the different things that Brother Gene just went over. I understand that the councilman that he's talking about and what he's going through, because you are labeled when you take a stand. But we need people that are willing to take a stand. And as people are talking with candidates that are running for office, they need to question them. They need to find out just where they stand on this issue. And our general city values it in general. There are a lot of issues as far as the finances of our city, the way we waste city money, our taxpayers' money, issues that are zoning issues that, all these things are very important. And as you're questioning, as you're talking with candidates that are running for city office, you need to make sure that you understand what they stand for. I've always been I've always thought that the two-party system was great, but I see the Democratic Party going farther and farther left to the point that and it's a sad thing about it is we have some Republicans that came over from the Democratic Party, didn't change, but they
changed parties to get elected.
Just to get elected. They saw that they might have a better chance of getting elected as a Republican, so they a sheep in wolf's clothing. I mean, a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yes, absolutely.
So, you got to check these people out. You got to see where their money comes from. Follow the money trail. Follow the people that are supporting them. And the same people that's put a lot of money into the HRO movement, the so-called human rights, but it's a special rights movement for the homosexual community. I don't think that I'm better than anybody else, but I don't think that the homosexual community deserves special rights, which is what we have given them. The city council that is there now voted to give them these special rights that we have to look over our shoulder now to wonder where we're at.
When our wives and our kids and our wives and our grandmothers and so forth go into bathrooms, I have to wonder who's there.
Yes.
Wonder who's going to be in there peering over the stall or trying to harm them in some fashion. Brother Don, quickly, we've got about 2 minutes left on our broadcast today. Let me just quickly run this by you for our listeners to hear. One of the grave things that's going to be facing the legislative meeting starting in the spring of 2019, they're going to be dealing with two suits. In particular, it's already against the state to force the marijuana law to be changed. It was put on in 2016 by Morgan & Morgan. John Morgan spent about $6 million to pass it because he's the drug kingpin in the state of Florida. And they got medical marijuana on, and now they're suing the state to allow medical marijuana to be ingested by puffing. That's nothing more than recreational marijuana. And right here in Duval County now, we've got about 12 or 14 pot shops on street corners in our city. And they're now moving to push also some changing of the legislation, and this is being pushed by the John Morgan law firm for this across the state, to allow the pot shops to be increasingly located near schools, near churches, and residential areas. How will you stand for us as a city councilman? Will you allow it? Will you simply say no, no, no?
I would simply say no, 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 because this, I've seen this in the past with liquor stores that wanted to get close to a church, and they file for a variance, and you get a weak city council that'll give in to them. And sad to say, we have churches that don't resist this as well, and allow if you don't take a stand against these things, and zoning issues that would put a liquor store close to your church, close to your school, or a pot shop. I mean, it's going to go down the same road as the bars, it's going to be pot shops, maybe casinos if the liberal left yes. gets their way.
Yes, so, in fact, that's one of the reasons, as you know, I've said no on all 13 of the amendments, because there's several of them, and that's going to be highly dangerous for America and for the state of Florida in particular if it's allowed. Don, we've got about 30 seconds left. Tell our listeners how they can contact you. What are your needs? What do you need people to do to help you be elected city councilman? Give them phone numbers, email addresses. Tell them specifically what they need to do.
Well, my phone number is 904-626-9307. I'm available at any time. Please give me a call. I need your help. My address, 2760 Belfort Road. My campaign office is there. My business is there. I need finances. I need people to, like I said, we have people pouring a lot of money into the homosexual movement, which is my main opponent is the homosexual movement and the backing of my opponent. So I need people to send money. I need my website is donredmond@att.net. And you can go on Don Redmond at voteforDonRedmond.com and find out more about me. And please come by and help me get elected to the city council. I will stand strong for family values and for the things that our community need most of all.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to an interview with Don Redmond. Don Redmond is running for City Council Group 4 at large. We encourage you to do all you can to let's put him in office. Thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you on the air even tomorrow as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.